In the name of Jesus, I speak. Mike has have a 3 hours. So, chapter 1 to chapter 7. So there's the three messages, chapter 1 and chapter 2 and 3 to 5 and 7, 6 and 7. So each hour just finish the one messages so that we can finish up by Thursday. The Micah chapter 1, the note here is God's wrath against Samaria and Judah. And this time when Micah, when he sending this message, still the northern kingdom still survive at this time. So definitely this is before B.C. 722. So roughly we can say During the time of Jotham, and so the message is toward to the both side of it. From chapter 1, the word of the Lord came to Micah and Moresh in the day of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. So I just let you know the beginning with the Jotham is a 7 for 7. The time that at that time 7 for 7, so it's about 25 years before the northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyria. We know that during the time of Ahaz, and at time during the time of King Ahaz, there was attacking by the northern king. And also the kingdom of Aram. At that time, so he asked him for help to the Assyria. So during the time of King Ahaz, the northern kingdom was destroyed. And then the era coming to Hezekiah. So here, verse 2, hear, O people, all of you, the listen, O earth, and all it contains. Listening is very important for the Christian life. During the time of Jesus, we know that people do not listen to the word of God. Even the Jesus himself came, he preached the gospel, but people do not listen to him. So he, Jesus mentioned that blessed those who can hear his the ears. If you look at as a reference, you can find out the book of Matthew, chapter 13. And Jesus mentioned about the blessing of ears and blessing of eyes. Matthew chapter 13, verse 16. Chapter 13, verse 16, verse here, the Matthew says, Jesus said, blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I hope that we can have this blessful ears and blessful eyes. Many times our deceiving is come from our eyes and our ears. Something that we're supposed to listen, but we don't listen. But we're supposed not to listen, then we listen. Then that causes the trouble for our life. I hope that Micah here have three messages, and starting with the messages here. You know, listening to the Word of God is the way we can build our faith. Come from the listening to the Word of God. We know Romans chapter 10 says, hope that our ears truly open to God so we can listen to His messages. Our mind setting toward to something else, it's very hard to listen. We know that. Book of Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah, here the God mentioned that everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and the you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and drink, milk. Without honey and without cost. God has invited his people to come back to him. Why you spend the money for what is not bread? Chapter 55, verse 2. And the continue here says, you wage for what does not satisfy. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. We know that what is the best for our life is listening to the word of God. So that is truly can satisfy our soul. But when the Micah sent the message in a very brave way, he preached to the people. Yet the people, I don't think they truly listened to him. Verse 3, verse 2, let the Lord God be witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. There's many Bible verses mentioned about the God is in the temple of God. As one example, let's turn to Psalm chapter 11. Psalm chapter 11, verse 4. Psalm chapter 11, verse 4. The Lord is his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold his eyelid. Test the Son of Man. And David mentioned that the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. We find out that when David, at the beginning when he became a king, in Hebron, and then eventually he looking forward to hit the Ark of Covenant to bring into his place. At the beginning, do you know where the Ark of Covenant at the beginning was located at the beginning? Before the Ark conveyed to the city of David, which is his. Anybody? During the time of Samuel, where is the city? There is the Ark of the Tent of Tabernacles was. Bethel's. Have you heard about the Shiloh? Shiloh, heard about it? Because the Tent of Tabernacles, before this Ark of Covenant was moved, who is it? The one before the Samuel, the priest, Eli. Yeah, Eli. When you say Eli was there, that time so he take care of the Tent of Tabernacles there. But now that when he moved. Remember, this ark was conveyed to the. He actually invited the tent of the Ark of Covenant, but because of the on the way, it carried by the oxen, then it's shaken. So the Uzzah they hold it, and he died. So David decided, he changed his mind. Do not let this come into my place. So he stayed in the one place. Do you know who is that? Anybody? It's kind of gatekeeper. God blessed him. So the David saw, what is his name now? I know it's in the morning, so before you take the lunch, and almost you skip the breakfast, so the brain doesn't function. But I know you all know that, but Obed-Edom's place. So these ark carried to the Obed-Edom's. And then David saw that David have watched over what happened, and God blessed the Obed-Edom's house. So he decided to bring this ark of covenant to his place. At that time, he find out, carry the ark is not by the oxen. And then so he ordered the priest carry the ark to his place. God is within us. It's important. Sometimes we don't want to put God within us. We put somewhere else. I want to do something else. And then, I want to put you back in back to my heart. But God is within us, and then God will bless us. We find out the life of David. Why so much blessed? Because God is within his heart all the time. When the ark carried on to his place, he was a dance there. He was a dance there. And people think that, why is doing that? Such kind of crazy actions. But as a king, don't care. Because the ark is carried on to his place. because so rejoiced. Yeah. So God is within the temple of God. Don't think that God is in the physical temple, but God is within our heart. We know that. Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Do not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. If any man destroy the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. Now we find out in the Old Testament and New Testament difference. The Old Testament times, God chose the Levites to let them to be the work for the doing the priest work. But New Testament is different. You and I, we are the priest. Do you agree that? We are all anointed. So you and I, the temple of God is within us. When we receive the Holy Spirit, when we baptize in the name of Jesus, we become a chosen race. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we become a royal priesthood. Actually, very blissful, very royal status that we gained it. And also, we as a Levite, it is such a great blessing. But sometimes we forget about our status. That we don't know where the temple of God is. So that's what we emphasize in our life, especially in our age. And I think your stage is a very important part of the seeking your life to be holy. Why? Temple of God. Temple of God is within us. Always we can aware that God is within us. The life will be blessed. We find out that Daniel's life, why God blessed him so much. When he exiled to the Babylon, his age about our ages. Not my age, but your ages. Because my age, I find out in the Bible, many of them died. Yeah, because life is very short. So your ages. So Daniel, and also look at the life of Joseph. At that time, no Bible, yet he keep himself to be holy. And Potiphar's wife, seduce him, yet he doesn't want to get involved. He wants to keep his life to be holy. And also Daniel, he doesn't want to defile by the food they offer from the king's food. The mentality is important for Christians. Don't be compromised our life to the world. Enjoy your life to be lonely. Lonely is very strange, but you know the Christian life to be lonely nowadays, the 21st century. Out there is the world is an open way and just wide way. Especially when you're in a college, you find out. If you, especially you study in the school like a party school. I don't know which school is a party school, but yes. Don't be too much tempted. Life is important. Life is only once. If you have a two life, I like it if I have a two life. One life, I can mess up myself, no matter, whatever, all things to do. And then I die, and then a second life comes. There's a movie there on the way, airplane, some time ago. He's in the battle, and then it's better go die, and they die and come back to go back, kind of. I just say, wow, their life is not bad. Back and forth, and die back. Oh, yeah. But our life is only once. Life is precious. Life has to be serious. Yeah, life is once. That's why, because holy, then God will bless us. Temple is within us. But when Micah, when he sending these messages, people's heart, God is not in their heart. That was the problem. So. Anyway, too much here. Let's go back to Micah chapter 1. In chapter 1, verse 3, for the behold, the Lord is coming forth from his place. He will come down and tread on the high place of the earth. You find out is that God is coming from his place. He's moving, which means many times God is moving, then he do something. That's what is portraying the images. If God is moved and do something, hopefully we move his heart, we move him to do something for the blessing for us. Not in this way he moved for the judgment, his judgment upon the his people. Verse 3, he will come down and tread on the high place of the earth. But I thought about this high place of the earth. High place in the Bible, it reminds us, you know, that before the Israel, they worship in the temple of God. They call the places, worshiping places, called high place. So which is, we can place where worship any god. You know, during the time of Solomon also, at that time. And during the time of King Jotham, he doesn't remove all these high places at that time. And later on, during the time of King Ahaz, actually he built this high place. Yeah. But during the time of King Hezekiah, he removed all this high place. So he cleansed the temple of God. He cleansed Jerusalem. That's why God blessed him. Yeah. High place, in a sense, where all the idols stay. And also the place where God doesn't allow us to be. And also the pride bring us to too much on the top. And God coming down to tread upon it. Yeah. Chapter 1, verse 4. The mountain will melt it up, under him, and the valley will be split like a wax before the fire, like the water poured down the step place. And he expressed about his anger upon to the judgment of God upon to his people, then it is strong, and it's a miserable turn out to be. It's showing the here, chapter 1 and verse 4. Find out in the book of Joshua, when Achan, when he commits sin against God, he's stealing the one offered to God in the Jericho. When the whole family, drawing the lot, bring up, and then this whole family was stoned to death. The place of like a valley, to piling up the place for all the stones. It's showing the kind of, it's to me, because, you know, it's not to you, but it's okay. And to me, that when I look at this passage, image coming in an image of the judgments upon the so miserable way, under the rock, And it's okay. That's good, Micah, because I'm very stressed, because I have to finish chapter 1 and 2. And the verse 5, that all this for the rebellion of Jacob. This is for the rebellion. And some of the translations said this is for the sin of Jacob. Because yesterday I mentioned the sin of Jacob. And for the sins of the house of Israel, what is the sin of Jacob? It is not Samaria. What is the high place of Judah? It is not Jerusalem. Because many high places in the Jerusalem. Even after the Solomon built the temple of God, from the Solomon, he started worshiping the idols. He did it. Because we find out how much we are weaker, our natures. Hopefully we are strong enough. Even though God is within us, sometimes we forget about that. Our life to be weaker, end up we seeking something else, beside of God. So the verse 5, I hope you can understand the verse 5. The sin of Samaria. Remember, yes, the sin of Samaria? The beginning with the what? When they separate the kingdoms, yes, they are confused, Jeroboam and Rehoboam. And who is the southern side of the kings? Rehoboam, right? It's the Rehoboams. But northern kingdom was the ruling by the Jeroboams. Jeroboams, he bring this idol upon to the two city, remember? Bethel and Dan, two places. And then politically, they're trying to holding this power. So God ended up showing up. Through your descendant, no more the man came out from you. Actually, man to be exists, which means I eliminate your whole family, which all which means eliminate out of the earth. End up, it turned out to be like this. And he ruled over the nation about, I think, about 22 years, the northern kingdoms. After that, his whole line to be all killed later on. Yeah. God's wrath upon his family because he's seeking the idols. Anyway, because this is the sin. And also sin of Jacob, which is the southern kingdoms. That's the southern kingdom. Northern kingdom. Southern kingdom is what is? Remember, yesterday I mentioned that during the time of Ahaz, he invited these idols from the Damascus and bring into the defile the temple of God. God watch over him. The king's mistake and also his evil, it influenced entire nation. It was a sorry anyway. But of course, beside it, there's a lot of sin. Like we find out during the northern kingdom of continue to commit sin. For example, king, who is the one who has a false prophet, King Ahab, remembers his wife Jezebel. All these false prophets, 450 of the Baals, so that's why God sent Elijah to destroy them. Anyway, we'll go back to here. The verse 6, this is a picture of, I will make Samaria the heap of ruins in the open country and planting place of the vineyard. I will pour her stones down into the valley. I will pour her stones down. I just read the same things. And will later bear her fountains. It's showing this, the heaping of the desolate place with all these stones, which is no longer to be the habitat place to be. So this is mentioned there. Verse 7, all of her idols will be smashed. All her earnings will be burned with a fire. And all the images I will make desolated. For she collected from the hallowed earnings. The hallowed is, you're talking about idolatries. Which is a very serious sin they commit, yet they do not recognize that. Verse from 8, here from the 8 to 16, there's a lamentation of the destructions. Here the Micah, he just kind of the sorrowful about the Israelites, because these people have to face the judgment of God. Verse 9 says, for her wounded is incurable, which is too much. Too much. Sometimes, have you experienced when you scratch your place, something the wounded, sometimes healed. But each time there's what is a cover, and you take it out, peel out purposely because it's itchy. I like to do this. Yeah. The later on, the scar is there. If you leave it alone, actually heal it up. But because of the, just keep on screen, if you like to take it away. Then. But then, why I'm telling this is because sometimes we commit sin, and then God's trying to heal us, but yet we want to commit sin again and again. It ends up to be scarred in our life. Then it becomes our part of the carry this burden for the rest of our life. God is graceful. God wants to heal us. Definitely. He wants to change our life. He wants to help us our life. Yet, we want to go back to make us to be continue to ruin ourselves. Then no more. You know, the rubber, the pull and pull, in a certain degree, the elastic, the ability is loosened. Then it's a fall off. Then you cannot put together. The same thing. God's grace, yes, his grace is like elastic, enough to accept us. But if we do not repent, if we continue to commit sins, that we don't know how to go back to God, we don't know how to repent, that we have to all these burdens upon in our life. God loved David so much, indeed. But we find out he commits sins so serious enough He commit adulteries. He commit murders. He actually he commit the first commandment, second commandment, third commandment. It's all he commit all the serious commandment. He commit which commandment also too? Beside the fourth commandment. He commit the fifth commandment too. Honor your parents. Because he killed somebody, he honor his father, his parents? No. Somebody only mentioned the seventh commandment. No, seventh commandment. What is the sixth commandment? No? What is the sixth commandment? I know you all know, but you don't. If this is E2 class, you right away raise your hands. When you do E2, you did it, you know. But now, so you don't do that. Honor your parents and then don't kill. Don't kill. He killed. No. He killed. What is the seventh commandment? Perfect commandment. Somebody say something. Do not commit adultery. How the person can commit adultery without lying himself? Without lying the wife? So the commit adultery is only commit adultery? And the commit adultery is do not covet is also not committed. So he committed the one sin. Actually, he destroyed the whole Ten Commandments. You know when God sent Nathan to in front of him, later he mentioned that you despise the word of God. You despise the word of God. That means you despise my commandments. Yeah. So when he commits sin, his life actually under the great stress. Because of that, so do not depart from your rest of your life. Actually, he received a great scarf in his life after he commits. Yes, God forgave him, but scarf he had to carry. And because our life, we as especially when you are young, make sure your life to be holy. Make sure your life to be enough to be receive the blessing of God. Don't make your life too much burden for yourself. Yeah, God will bless you. Well, thank God. And when I see here is in a number quite equal, so good match. One wife, one husband. Yeah, so don't think about something else. Yeah. We are so blessed. You know, I find out that many couples that want to get married within our you know the same faith, most of them blessed. I also know that there is a couple when they get married not within faith. Or somewhere different way. Through my pastor, because helping the church, I find out what kind of suffering they have. Sometimes they have carried the burden for their life too. Don't be young. Your life is precious. If you too alive, that's okay. I say, you have experience one way, one way of life, whatever you do, it's okay. But you have only one life. You have to be serious. Don't follow your emotion. Don't follow your flesh. Follow the principle. God gave us a principle, commandments. That's why abide in my love, Jesus said. Abide in my commandments. Because I want to make your joy to be completed. That's his message. And idols, yeah, greed is it's kind of form of idolatry. Yeah, Paul mentioned that, right? We never... Anyway, go back to here. The destruction of the city, you mentioned that. Well, I can finish chapter 2, it's okay. From here, mentioned about the 10th city showing up. You find out the verse 10, there's a God. The 10 is the Gath. This is one of the city of the five of Philistine. Philistine, they live in the high place. They live in the high place. So these people always bothering the Israelites during the time of Judges, during the time of King Saul, King David also. Remember during the time of King David also, he was actually one time he hid it under the Philistine city. Yeah. So that much this five city was strong at that time. Even the kingdom is entire, you know, the land is covered, but this city it was strong. They keep on their line, but later on there they all destroyed. But anyway, guard, which means verse 10 says, tell it not in garments. Don't tell them your shameful things. That much shameful. Don't share these shame things to your enemies. That's what here the Micah he mentioned. And later on the mention about the 10 city, Bethlehem, Berea, and then Shabel, and it's hard to pronounce. Ishafar. It's a whole, actually, it's very good meanings. Bethlehem, Berea is the house of the house of dust. Shabel is a beautiful city, and Shabel and then Janan is a it did I say Janan? Janan and the Beth Ezel is a place we can rest actually. And also the more Maroa. Oh anyway, verse 12 is Maroa. Is it kind of familiar? Maroa. Do you know the book of the Ruth? The Naomi's? When they came down to where they came down? They came down to the whole family, the Moabites, and then later they come back, and then when he come back to Bethlehem, he says. Naomi came back, and Naomi says what? Remember? Don't call me Naomi, but call me Mara. It's a bitter. Because I lost my husband. I lost my two children. Don't call me that. But at that time, the Ruth was with her. That becomes a blessing there. But anyway. And also, verse 12. Maroa, and then Mara. It's the same thing. Ragis, verse 13 here says the Lachish. Lachish is very strategic city. This city is a connection to the Egypt. So, if any north side of Assyria from Babylon later coming down to Egypt, it's pretty much going through there. The city is a place; it's a very strategic location. It's very close to the Philistine area, the region actually. But this is the place during the time of Solomon and David. They actually bring a lot of the things coming from Egypt. So it is a very strategic place. And here the verse 13 says, "All inhabitants of the legacy, she was the beginning of sin to the daughters of Zion." Because many kings are actually trying to rely upon the Egypt at that time, during this time. So sin actually, kind of descriptions we can say. This is the place where it can reach to the Egypt. So they explain in this way. Anyway, how does move on? So, verse 15 and this place, Adullam. Have you heard about the Adullam? Adullam? Adullam means everlasting. Adullam. Adullam is when David was chased by the king Saul, place where many cave, he hide at this place. So that's called Adullam. And verse 16 says, "Make yourself a." This Micah mentioned, "Make yourself a bald and cut off your hair." That means make yourself the shame to shame yourself. So don't let it grow, but cut and show yourself to be the miserable yourself. Yeah. Because of the children of your delight, which is Israelites, extend your baldness like eagles, and they will go from you into exile. which is the verse 16, is the prophesies. Actually, this word is a prophesizing of the certain kingdoms of destruction. Yeah, because mentioned that is a day will go from you into exile, which is a BC 586. These people will exile to the Babylon. It's the verse 16. That's one chapter 1. And chapter 2, once you look at the note, is a public condemnation of the people, religious and social sins. Yet Judah and Israel are hereafter to be restored. You find out that chapter 2, verse 12, this is the words that give them a hope for the restoring. I will surely assemble of you, Jacobs. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together like a sheep in the fold, like a flock in the midst of these pastures. They will be noisy with the men. This is like an image. The city that will be restored, and that the exile people surely coming back, the restoring the place by the. That's why they mentioned that the remnant. That this remnant in the Bible you find out this is for the chosen people, the concept of chosen people. Let's look at the one that you could notice chapter 2, verse 12, and chapter 4, verse 7. And you mentioned the remnants also, and chapter 5, verse 3, also the remnants. Every time there's the message of coming of the remnants is a story of a restoration. So. And chapter 5, verse 7 and 8, and chapter 7, verse 18, all this is the image, the remnants coming back, and to be saved, we can say. Yeah. And Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20 also mentioned that. Now, we can look it up, the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 1, 27. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. Paul here mentioned that the calling to the saint in the Corinth. Why God choose you as a remnant, actually. 27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. The purpose of God to choose us to be his people, it is the grace of God. He wants to be glorified through us. Do you think we are perfect in this world? No. They make us out there is way better than us. Maybe. Surely. But God chose us. It is God's will and his blessing. Let's turn to Romans chapter 9, 27. Chapter 9, verse 27. Romans chapter 9, verse 27, and Isaiah cried out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be the sand of the sea, it is the remnant that will be saved. So Paul used the words, the remnant. Remnant, in a sense, is like sounds like a leftover. In a Christian community, TJC is like a leftover, don't you think so? TJC is like a leftover. Enjoy yourself. Be a remnant. Yes, you can tell me leftover. Let us to be leftover. That's okay. Yeah. Important thing is the Spirit of God is within us. The temple of God is within us. If we are holy ourselves. On the last day, God separate from the world. Wonderful. Be the one. Like one, like Noah. During the time of Noah. Why these people under the judgment of God? Because they follow the people there. People's ideas. They always, in their minds, they prevail by the evil thing. That's what the Genesis chapter 6 mentioned that. We are not. Let's turn to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26. Thus you are to be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the people to be mine. God says, I have set you apart from the people to be mine. Separation is actually the blessing. Yeah, that's a Christian life, to show who we are. We're supposed not to be like others, but we are Christians. Yes, we enjoy the difference. This is because we believe in God. In chapter 2, verse 1, if you go back to that, woe to those who skim iniquity, who work out the evil on their bed, who morning comes, they do it. For it is in the power of their hands. But when I read the chapter 2, verse 1, it reminds me about the story in the Babel, Tower of Babel, remember? Tower of Babel. You know, these people all together, they want to build. They build the towers. They show not the glory of God, but their own glories. They built the towers, but end up God destroyed these towers. Since they put all the effort, all their minds, and put all everything put in there, end up it destroyed. Things that the God, that I, in our idea, if God is not with us, no matter what kind of things we build, it looks great, yet it will be destroyed. Remember the Daniels? When he interpreted the dream of the Pharaohs, the dream had a dream. There's the statues. It is a huge statues. Actually, there's a history of the kingdoms. There's glorious actually in the world, but yet the stone came out on the air, the hit of in a feet, and it destroyed everything. No matter how great in this world Gloria, yeah, end up to be upon the judgment upon the bride. By the Lord Jesus. Yeah. We're supposed not to be in this situation. We are not in the glory, you know, in this world. Be part of there. We know that Daniel, he is in the kingdom of Babylon. He never be part of the kingdoms, actually. Yeah. He always opened the window toward the Jerusalem three times. You know the life of Joseph too. He doesn't want his bones to be buried in the Egypt. Heart is always in the way back there in the land of Canaan. That's a Christian life. We live here, but we don't belong to here. We know the Daniel's three friends. They stick to themselves to keep the God in their heart. So when the king put the golden statues on the field, but they do not bow down to the statues. Even they are there, yet they do not belong there. We also same things. We do not belong to here. Where is our citizenship? The Paul says, our citizenship is in, I know because you're tired, because after that you lunch, you'll feel much better after that. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, the Paul says, our citizenship is in heaven. We have to clarify our identity. Because the problem is that during the time of kingdom stage, Boeing 747 this time, because they're confused about their identity. Remember during the time of Elijah? During the time of King Ahab, their mind is kind of blurry at that time. If God is a true God, belongs to them. If this, you know, the false prophet, these people is your God, it belongs to them. They don't say anything. Why? They cannot find out their identity. If we cannot find our identity, naturally we commit our life to seeking for our flesh or follow our lust. Or we're seeking something idle in our heart. Then this way to be destroyed. We're supposed not to be in this kind of stages. So chapter 2 here, Micah, he mentioned about the sin of those the wealthy, we can say, the rich people. They are such a kind of a pride. They only know themselves. Later on, maybe God allow you a lot of financial blessing in your life. Don't think that it belongs to you. It belongs to God. We only manage the given blessing, material things for the use, for the God's purpose. Otherwise, this all the money actually ruin us. Remember the 1 Corinthians mentioned that? I know, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Love of the money is all sort of what? Evils. Yeah. Money is important. Money is precious. But if we love the money, it becomes the source of all the evils. It becomes our idols. 21st century's idols, we know that as materials. And materialisms. We do not engage there. We should be the step out of there. To be lonely yourself, that's okay. Be like Daniel's, it's okay. Be like Daniel's three friends. Maybe there's a fourth. But if you keep it, maybe because of that you encounter difficulties maybe. Just like Daniel's lion's den. We know the three friends, they're about to get into the furnace. Even the king seven times, they heat it up. But they don't change their minds. This is a Christian faith. Then God will bless us. But during the time of my guys, they didn't do that. They just followed the worldly patterns, worldly trends. So end up they face the judgments. History is repeating. But our true Jesus Church history should not be repeated like during the time of Old Testament times. So you are the one who received the blessing of God and reward and also God's glory. Hope you can experience of that too.